Is there any question related to the topic? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. أهلا يا حسين.
كيف حالك؟ إن شاء الله بخير. الله يحفظك.
حياك الله بخير. كيف حالكم؟ إن شاء الله بخير. عندك سؤال اليوم أو ما في؟ يا أبو كشم؟ يا أبو عمير هذا. السلام عليكم.
What are the main characteristics of the Qurba? And can we associate the
Salafiyyin
to the
Ghuraba? Good question. What are the main characteristics of the Ghuraba, of the strangers? As you said, the main characteristic of that, they concentrate on fulfilling two things. Sincerity and their worship for Allah alone, and submission to the Sunnah of Rasulullah. These are the main characteristics. The other characteristics are common between them and the others. Honesty. You can't see honesty with others. Fulfilling the oaths and obligations, you can't. And maybe some of these people can fail to do these things. But the main characteristics are two. That the tawheed and the complete following to the sunnah. Meaning, they do what they do only for Allah, not for anyone else. They don't ask anything from the awliya. They don't turn to the awliya in their grave. They don't ask anything from any other thing but Allah alone. They don't slave except for Allah. They don't fear except Allah. They don't love except Allah. They don't hate except for the sake of Allah and the like. And at the same time, whatever worship they don't do it until they ask. Did the Rasulullah do it? Did he allow it? And then they go and do it. They don't just imitate the masses who call themselves Muslims, but they always try to know the knowledge which Allah considers to be the life, the haya, the real life. Knowledge is the real soul of people today. As the one who has no knowledge of why he is here, how he can survive, how he can be also protected on the day of resurrection. If they don't have this type of knowledge, they don't have life. They are not living. They are dead. If they don't read Quran concentrately, learning and understanding the meanings of it, then they are not living. They are not living. To just read the Quran like that without any play, without any attention being paid, without any understanding, this is useless. Useless. And the Prophet ﷺ said in one hadith that even the munafiq can read the Quran, but it benefits him not. But it benefits him not. So we have to understand these things. Is the Salafiyyah, or can the Salafiyyah be the Ghuraba today? If the Salafiyyah and its real meaning, yes. Because the Salafiyyah means to follow the pious predecessors. Those who are the Prophet, the Sahaba, the like. But if the Salafiyyah is just a word given, no. We have today Salafiyyah Jihadiyyah, we have Salafiyyah this, Salafiyyah this, Salafiyyah that. And we have Salafis who their aims and their ways only to split the Salafiyyah, who are only breathing criticism and nothing else, who are only abandoning themselves from any others to be guided. They don't conduct the knowledge to the others, they don't address it to the others. That is also unwanted Salafiyyah. The proper Salafiyyah is to go on all of your life as Rasulullah went. That is the Salafiyyah. To be keen and to deal gently with your people who are on the same way of yours even if they have some mistakes, you advise them nicely to bring them more and more. Not to chase people away, because Rasulullah said to some Sahaba, in a lesser thing than this, إِنَّ مِنْكُمْ مُنَفِّرِينَ. When the man came to Rasulullah and complained that Mu'adh رضي الله تعالى عنه let the prayer go long, he وسلم, did not thank Mu'adh and say, but next time we'll do it. Although we all know what Rasulullah said about Mu'adh praising him, as he was a young man, but he said he will come on the day of resurrection ahead of the queue of the ulama. But beside all that, he told him, Afatan anta ya Mu'adh, are you a person who caused fitna amongst my ummah? What fitna did he make? He did not bring any innovation. He did not make anything, yani, sin or sinful or wrong. But he, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, lived the salah longer than what, yani, people can cope with. So Rasulullah said to him, Afatan anta ya Mu'adh. And he said after that, Inna minkum munafireen. Some of you are ones who chase people away from my religion. So we have to be careful of that. Yes, we have to understand Salafiyya well, and we have to act it well. Muhammad Rasulullah walladheena ma'ahu ashidda'u ala al-kuffar. Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are very aggressive, but against you, the kuffar, and where? In the battle. Rasulullah is described like that. A kafir came to him in the masjid. In the masjid, as Allah Ta'ala said, in أَحَدٌ مِنْ مُشْرِكِينَ سَجَدْ. Any of the mushrikeen seek protection with you, then protect him. And let him to, while you are protecting him, let him to hear the statement of Allah, and then take him to where it is secure for him as he chooses. So this is the understanding of gentleness in Islam, or aggression with the kuffar. Aggression with the kuffar is only on the battlefield, not when you call them. Isa sallam taught us a lesson. He told Ali radiallahu anhu, when he sent him to the Yahud, who broke all the oaths and agreements and obligations, he said to him, go slowly. Why go slowly? Because he is marching, he has an army. When he goes slowly, people hear that an army coming to buy their wood, so they're gonna kill them, so they won't take their, protection. And then he said to him, and when you come to their land, do not begin with fighting. Do not begin with fighting, but call them to La ilaha illallah. Call them to La ilaha illallah. And to make him more eager to do that, he said to him, وَلَأَنْ يَأْذِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعَمِ. And if Allah Ta'ala can bring more through you to Islam, to the guidance, then it is better for you than حُمُرِ النَّعَمِ, the red camels, which are very rare in Sweden, and they are very high prices. So Rasulullah ﷺ taught us how the aggression should be. The aggression is only in the battlefield against the kuffar, who deny, who refuse all the ways of conciliations. But when we call them, we don't be harsh. If we should not be harsh with the kuffar when we call them, how can we be harsh with the Muslims who are wrong when we call them? No, akhi. We have to be gentle. We have to use tolerance. We have to use wisdom when we call people, because our aim is to bring them to Islam, not to just show them the proofs and evidences. La. It is not our aim to show them the proofs and evidences. La. But our aim is to convince them. To convince them. To make them accept. And then you need to use all of your techniques. How to make them convinced. How to make them accept. Like a hunter who wants to hunt a deer. He uses his techniques. Not only just shoot here and there. Now that will make the deer run away and escape. So that is the way. Harsh with the kuffar, but in the battlefield. In the field of battle. And with the Muslims, no way you'll be harsh. No way you'll be harsh. The only time you be harsh with the Muslims is when you try to bring them to the haqq and they refuse. That time you just show, and you have to examine, you have to test your harshness. Is it going to bring any better or not? If it is going to bring any better, then you do it so that they come back. But if you know that I am somebody who nobody listens to, from these who are mistaken, so why should I have this harshness? War against the mistakes, no doubt, war. But do not war against the people of Ahl-Sunnah because of their mistakes. Do not war against the doer of the mistake because he made a mistake. Otherwise, not even a single alim will be free of that. Not even a single alim. And I can guarantee we can't get a mistake for every single alim. For every single alim. That is not correct, therefore. We have to war against the mistakes of the alim, but we have to respect the alim. We have to respect the alim. Wallahu a'lam.
Amir. Could we understand that the hadith of the Ghuraba, because it's been said also the Ghuraba are people actually who are known to Allah and His angels, and the one who are not Ghuraba basically they're known.
Ghuraba who are known to Allah and His angels?
Yeah, they said the Ghuraba also, it's narrated that it's the people that Allah knows them because of their worships and all their...
Yeah, of course, Allah knows them the thing before He created the heavens and earth. Yeah? But the thing is, even if it is narrated, I don't know this narration, but even if it is authentic, how can we know who they are who are known by Allah and the angels? This is unseen to us. But Isa Salam told us the characteristics of them, of theirs, that they are pious people. And we in the other hadith said that they are a little number living amongst a greater number of people of evil. And also he said in the other hadith that they are the ones who are holding their deen. Holding their deen, meaning they only follow what Allah said and the Prophet said. And he in the other hadith described them as the jama'ah. And when he was asked about the jama'ah, he said, whoever is upon what I am upon today and my companions. So this is very clear. Now if we cannot examine the sincerity because it is something unseen to us, but we can examine the submission to the Sunnah, we can know that this person is Abu Sunnah or not. Now he is sincere or not, this is before Allah. But to know if he is follower of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or not, we all can know. We all can know easily. How sincere he is, this is something to Allah. We cannot know it. But believe me, no one would stick to the Sunnah 100% except someone who is sincere to Allah. Except someone who is sincere to Allah. Because Allah would not guide people to this limit, to this level, except if they are sincere. But if they are not sincere, Allah will let them go and their, ways of misguidance. Allah Allah. Now.
From your answer, it seems that the Ghuraba is a noble characteristic for all the Muslims to have. And the Salafiyah is attributed to the Ghuraba. How can Muslims call themselves Salafi? Is it noble to call themselves Salafi? Or is it noble for them to call themselves Muslim?
Yes, it was noble to call themselves Muslims when they were only Muslims. When they were only Muslims, meaning Muslims following Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that was during the lifetime of the Sahaba. But after the Sahaba, there were some people who called themselves Muslims, started doing and saying things which were not known to the Sahaba. However, it is opposite of what the Sahaba knew. The life of the Mu'tazila, who started saying that Allah's names and attributes are meaningless or this or that, and they quoted the Tawheed of Asma Sifat. And then we had people who called themselves Muslims who killed Uthman. Those who came to Uthman were not Jew, were not Christians, were not Persians. They were only Muslims. Are those ones about what Allah Ta'ala said about the Prophet said? Definitely no. And there were people who killed Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Are they people who are about what Allah Ta'ala said and what the Prophet said? Definitely no. There were people who Rasulullah said that they are the Majus of this Ummah, those who spoke evil about the Qadr, the destiny. And he said that they are going to be born amongst this Ummah. So these ones call themselves Muslims. So if you just say one umbrella, Muslims, then you are making it more confusion, more confusable to the people. Because they will not differentiate between the one who is upon the aqidah of Rasulullah and the one who is not. And the one who is not. Look at it today. The Rafida say that their awliya, their ayat are above the messengers. The Sufis also treat their awliya like gods. So how can you say that only Muslims? We call ourselves only Muslims. Okay, how people can distinguish? Okay, let's say we call ourselves only Muslims. We say Muslims upon the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Muslims upon other than upon a way other than the way of Muhammad. Can we call like that? No problem. Just use the word Muslim now. If we are going to clarify like that, do they accept? We say that we are Muslims upon the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are Muslims upon way other than the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Simply, it is Salafi and Halafi. Salafi means following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, because the word Salaf in Arabic means those who were before you, like it in English, the predecessors, those who were before you. And when it is used Islamically, it means the generation in which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was living and his companions. And yani, those who follow them in all the history of Islam until the resurrection. Those are the Salaf. And among them are called the Khalaf. The Khalaf, those who come after them. What do you call them in English? The Salaf are the predecessors. What do you call the Khalaf? Khalaf means the ones who come after them. As what Allah Ta'ala said, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ. Yeah, there come after them people who do not who miss the salah or do not fulfill the salah. Now, we have khalaf. These khalaf are called khalaf because they follow what came after Rasulullah. After Rasul. So we follow what was Rasulullah upon him, these are Salaf. Those who follow what comes only after Rasulullah, these are Khalaf. Simple. And Rasulullah said to Fatima, wa ana Salaful laki. And I am a brother sister for you. So it is not a big deal and a big thing. They left all the thing that the conflict is about, and they stick to the wall. Don't call Salafi. Why you are recommending yourself? Ya akhi, this is not your business. I command myself, I will see the way. Ya akhi, let us both, as what Allah Ta'ala said to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to say to the people of the book, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدْ إِلَّا اللَّهَ. Now we tell you, all you who call yourself Muslims, come, you and us, to a middle wall, to a kalima sawa, to the right wall. Let us worship not but Allah. Stop worshiping Tijani, Jilani, Dusuki, Badr, whatsoever men. Stop calling them. Stop feeling them. Stop going to them. Stop sorting for them. But for all this, for Allah alone. Alone. As Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. Who is bitter? Who is bitter? Who is more beloved to Allah? Jilani, Tijani, or Ibrahim, David Ibrahim alayhi salam? Why did Muhammad did not say, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Ibrahim? Why Muhammad said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah? Who is better more beloved to Allah? Muhammad or Tijani and Jilani? Why Abu Bakr, Umar, etc., etc., did not say, Ya this, ya that. But they said, Ya Allah. They did not say, Ya Muhammad. They said, Ya Allah. Who is better, Abu Bakr and Umar or Tijani and Gilani? Why the Tabi'een, the people after the Sahaba, why they did not say, Ya Abu Bakr, Ya Umar? They said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. So how come it be accepted today? Forget about the names and this. As Sheikh Ibn Baz said, it's not a matter of name. Because those people of Haqq, in some places called themselves Salafis, in some others called Ansar Sunnah al-Muhammadiyya, in some are called al-Hadith, and some are called like that. But as he said, as he rahimahullah ta'ala said, the name is not the problem. It is what you are upon, holding the Quran and Sunnah or what? If you are holding the Quran and Sunnah, then you are the Salafi. You are al-Hadith. You are Ansar al-Sunnah. You are al-Jama'ah. That is the way. That the way is what you call yourself or what you don't call yourself. Now.
Regarding the response, Barakallahu Fikum, calling yourself Salafi or the Ghuraba or Sa'ud al-Adam, these are terminologies utilized to, as some people say, to make partisanship, to make groups in al-Islam. You have Salafi group, you have Salafi sect, you have Salafi Jama'ah, and you have made yourself one firqa. What do you say about this, when you attribute yourself Salafi or to Ghuraba or to Sa'ud al-Azam or anything like this?
Well, the Prophet ﷺ already said it in his lifetime that the Ummah, this Ummah will split in 73 groups or sects. He already said it. He said, this Ummah will split in 73 sects. Only one is in the Jannah and the rest are in the fire. He was asked, who this one is? What is their characteristics? He said, those who are upon what I am upon today and my companions. Very simple. You want to know, just examine your actions and sayings and beliefs. Are these upon what Rasulullah was upon and his companions or not? Check it one by one. Worshipping the graves, celebrating birthday of Rasulullah, celebrating Mirr of Shaban, celebrating the 27th of Rajab, etc., etc., and many, many, many elevations. Making dua right after salah. The imam finishes the salah and he turns, make dua. Rasulullah ﷺ, did he pray as imam or not? Okay, he did. Did he do this? No, but our people, you will follow. He ﷺ said, survive and protected sect is the one who are upon what I am upon today as my companions. Okay, in this issue, in the prayer, are you upon what he was upon as his companions or not? If you are upon that, then alhamdulillah. What is your proof? Prove it. If you cannot prove it, then you are not upon what they are upon. So you have to solve it. As simple as that. It's not a matter of calling. They always say, you are disputing, you are disputing, and the blame only go to those who call to the Quran and Sunnah. You are disputing, you are disputing, you are disputing, you are splitting. MashaAllah, like if the Ummah is united, MashaAllah. Like if the Ummah is united. We don't have many, many, many different sects of Sufism. Sharawardin, Qadiris, this, many, many. Among the Sufis, they have many. The Raghava, they have many. The Khawarij, they have many. All these many different sects, like if they are caused by the Salafiyya and Salafis. It is a lie that is made to convince themselves only of the mistake that they are upon. Otherwise, the reality, the fact, the shaitan has deceived the Ummah very widely. And he has his plans implemented amongst them very well, so that he convinced them to come out of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu a'lam. Any other questions? Right. Shall we go to the lesson? Just give me a minute to change any content.